Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. Hello, this is Mary with a story about an amazing Quaker woman. Elizabeth Houghton was the first Quaker woman to preach in public. Born around 1600 in England, Elizabeth Houghton joined Friends after hearing George Fox preach in 1647. Over the next years and decades, she suffered beatings, imprisonments, and banishments for her audacious preaching of the gospel. In 1661, while on a visit to Boston, she was sent to jail. Upon her release, she was forced to take a 2-day walk into the wilderness, where she was left alone without food or shelter. She did not feel alone, though, since she believed that the peculiar providence of God was guiding her journey. Elizabeth Houghton returned to Boston in 1665. She brought with her a letter from the king authorizing her to settle there and establish a house where Quakers could meet. To prevent her from doing that, she was jailed once again, and when released, she was whipped 10 times with a knotted whip through 3 different towns. She claimed in letters to Friends that the wild beasts of the woods treated her better than the savage professors, that is, believers, of New England. In 1671, she joined George Fox and others on another trip to North America. During their stop in Jamaica, she became ill. James Lancaster, in his journal, described her final moments. "And she fastened her arms about me and said, 'Blessed be the Lord God that made us partakers of those heavenly mercies.'" Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.